Are there announcements to make this evening? Okay. Mr. Woods? Okay.
Hi. I'm Neil Farrell. I'm the Vice President of Morro Bay Fourth, Inc. We're the citizens group that formed last year to take over our 4th of July celebration in Tidelands Park. I'm happy to say we've managed to raise more than $30,000. We're going to have a fabulous show. We're actually, Barry Ross from Morro Bay Furniture gave us an extra donation so that we could actually bump up the fireworks show from a minimum to probably twice as much as it's always been before. It's going to be really nice, and we're praying for good, clear weather. I'm just here to fill you guys in on where we stand. Everything's coming together great. We've got some new things that we're doing this year. We're going to do a kids' bike parade. It's going to start, we're going to start signing everybody up at 11 o'clock down at Tidelands Park, not Tidelands Park, down at Morro Rock, at Target Rock. And then at noon, we're going to parade up the Harbor Walk, down the Embarcadero, over to Tidelands Park, where the kids will have cake and be there in time, we hope, for the opening ceremonies, which is going to start at noon. AGP Video is going to have it on TV for us and broadcast it over the internet. So all you folks at home who are homebound or can't get out for us, national anthem and stuff. And we're going to start our first band at 1:30. Well, that's right. The thing starts at 1, not 12. The bike parade starts at 12. Yeah, we got an overlap there. But at 1 o'clock, the opening ceremony, we're going to have all kinds of neat things. The band Midnight Blue or Midnight Ride is going to start at 1:30. And then when they're done, we're going to have the kids come up and we're going to do water balloon tosses and three-legged races until about 2:30. And or till about 3, and then the Red Skunk Gypsy Swing Band is going to play. These are some kids that grew up here in the area, graduated Morro Bay High. They're really good. And when they're done, about 4, we're going to have our spoon and egg races, and then the world-famous Boys versus Girls Tug of War. 4:30, we're going to have Lenny Blue and the Otter Guys come out. And about 6 o'clock, we're going to have some people in costume doing some historical readings. I believe George Washington's going to be there, and Thomas Jefferson, and maybe a few others. MC Baby Steps, you guys are familiar with them. They're gonna do a little bit of music for us. And then at 6:30, our headliner band, the Zongo All-Stars, is going to play for a couple of hours. And right about 8:30, we're going to do our closing ceremony. And then 9 o'clock is fireworks. We've got a website, www.morrobayforth.net. Go check it out. It's got a complete schedule. I would encourage people at home, if you're going to come down there, either jump on the trolley and ride the trolley down, because the trolleys are going to be running that day, or park over at Morro Rock and jump on the trolley and get a ride down, because there's going to be no parking for the public. Unless you're towing a boat, there's no parking for the public down at the boat launch ramp that day. So that's about all I have. If you got any questions, I'd appreciate it, or I'd be willing to answer them. Or we'd like to thank Joe and the city. They've been really, really good with us this year. We're a new group. We're doing this from scratch. A few of us have been around for a while. I've been involved with it from the beginning, 13 years, I think, now. And Bill Pierce is involved, and Jeff Eccles, Eccles Wealth Management, he's taken over the thing, and he's our committee president. And he's doing a great job, working real hard on this thing. But we've got a great group. We've got a lot of fun things that are going to happen, and everybody come on down, 4th of July. We've been advertising in the on the radio in the San Joaquin Valley. Clear Channel is going to be... I think it's Clear Channel, or El Dorado. I think it's El Dorado broadcasters are going to be putting stuff on the radio locally. We've sent press releases all over the place. We're going to be packed. My understanding is most of the motels are already full. Yeah, it's going to be a great time. A lot of people, a lot of fun. So come on down.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
I also encourage people to ride their bikes down. So there should be some bike parking down at the Rock, right?
And Nancy Castle, if I can piggyback on that, I'd like to let the community know that the live stream from the 4th of July celebration will be at www.slospan.org. That's slowspan.org. And if you have relatives somewhere around the world that you want to watch and you come up to our booth or some of our people, we'll try and get you on TV and you can wave to grandma or grandpa or aunt or uncle or cousin or whatever from the 4th of July in Morro Bay. I also want to let people know that just a really exciting thing will be happening down there. I'll be down there sharing the chess pieces, and so there will be an opportunity for anybody who would like to come down and play a chess game. The city purchased some plastic pieces that are about this big, and we'll have those out there, and it'll be, you know, just one of the real exciting moments for some people. So thank you.
Thanks. And thanks to the committee. I know this year it really feels like everyone's really stepped up, and this is going to be a 4th of July and another level, one we haven't seen here, at least in quite some time. So encourage all the locals to come out. This should be a great local event. We want it to be a community event, and thank you very much for your work. Okay, moving on to item A, consent calendar. We've got A1, A2, A3, and A4, and I'd like to ask if anybody would like to pull any of these items for discussion. I'd like to pull, actually, okay. One in Lister's. If we can pull A4, Rec and Park status report, and maybe just ask Mr. Woods to give us any of the key highlights from this report. So this staff report provides just a status update on key projects that have been going on, pool studies, the junior lifeguards program, which kicked off. Maybe we can provide a couple updates on that, what's going on with the Del Mar tennis courts, sports signups, and so on. So I know we've got kids camp registration underway. Maybe you can just hit on a couple highlights, Mr. Woods, that would be of interest to the public from this list and to us.
Certainly, and good evening, and thank you, Chair Hale. A couple of highlights on your status report that I would want to point out would be that the big one is we are consolidating maintenance. So street repair, street maintenance, street tree maintenance, as well as fleet maintenance will be under the purview of Recreation and Parks. So if citizens out in the public have concerns or questions or suggestions, or even complaints, we'll take those. Come July 1, you'll want to address those to the Recreation Parks Department. We'll be setting up a dedicated phone line as well as some email addresses to help facilitate your requests. We did sign the grant application that came from the state. It's a little over $55,000 that will help us with energy efficiency program. We are looking to supplement that amount of money with another, I believe it's close to $100,000, to complete all of our energy efficiency programs that are in the queue, and that includes the lighting and the refrigeration and things, larger scale HVAC units as well. The pool study has been complete. There's been some results that have come through. Some preliminary words that I've heard that there it looks like the study shows favorable to have a pool here in Morro Bay. The size and the details, I don't have that with me, but I'm hoping that I can get a hold of the group soon and have them come to the RPC meeting and present to us complete findings, as well as obviously the executive summary will be available soon, but we can get someone here to give us some details, some questions and answers. That would be certainly relevant. Some other highlights: the tennis court project is a big project. We're waiting for engineer's report to come through. Before we go out to bid with our package, the city engineer needs to approve and stamp and sign the document. And it's been a lot of items on his plate as public services. A lot that went through the budget process and whatnot. And I think things are kind of I don't know if they're ever going to even keel, but they're starting to slow down a bit that we can get on top of some of these, and hopefully Rob can get that to our office soon, and we'll go out to bid. And I think when it goes out to bid, it'll come back rather quickly as far as competitive bids, and so I'm looking forward to starting that process. We did have a girls softball tournament this last weekend, huge tournament, 27 teams, three different sites. Very successful, minimal complications throughout the weekend, which was very nice. 15 of the teams came from out of the area, which means hotels and restaurants hopefully were full, at least doing our part to help with the TOT and the sales tax. The junior lifeguard program, the swim program did start this week, and we still have some openings for session two. And we also this year have a new program. It's called Beach Camps. So in between session one and session two of the junior lifeguard program will be Beach Camp Week, and participants will be able to learn how to surf and beach activities and ocean knowledge and stuff like that. So survival and education about the beach and unique programs will all be offered there. It's a 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. I believe the cost is $100. Please check our website, get signed up. It's plenty of room. And there's also 1 week after session two. We feel these are a couple of dead weeks. We'll try to fill them up with some beach activities. So in case parents are looking for something, check out our new beach camp. And just a note that we should give to the Teen Advisory Committee. They are really trying to get out in the public, in the community, and help out. They are going to be doing all the kiddie carnival games at the 4th of July, which is very exciting to have our teens come out and participate and volunteer and really put back into the community. Our youth programs, our youth camp and our kids camp and kids club will have a booth. And so we'll be doing information and helping folks understand the programs there. So that concludes my highlights. If there's something that I missed, please redirect.
Just one clarification on the beach camp, since that's a new program. Is that available for kids who do not participate in junior lifeguards?
It is available for either a participant of junior lifeguards or a non-participant.
Okay, so anybody can participate.
Come down. It's limited to 20 people. That's how many of the surfboards we have. And we'll be teaching surfing and probably bodyboarding. And if there's no surf, then we'll be going into beach games and ocean information.
Great.
So we've got our local junior lifeguard coordinator, Herb White, will be conducting the camps. And he is also a state ranger. So he's got a wealth of information, great resource. And we're really happy to have him running the junior program and now the beach camps. So thank you.
Is that for all ages, Joe, or just kids? I mean, can like adults go with their children, that sort of thing, on that beach camp?
No, right now it's a kids-only camp.
And that's up through like 10 through 15, or is there an age on that?
You know, I don't have an age on here. But if you can check our website, looking for it, it's going to be school-age children and up through high school.
Sounds great.
I have one more question on the maintenance consolidation. Was that always our responsibility? I mean, since it's ours now, is some of that funding going to come over into our budget, or are they expecting that for us to cover that also?
Yes, when we took on the maintenance, accelerated maintenance that we talked about earlier, there is funds that come along with that. Those divisions do have allocations through the general fund. They also are the streets particular budget is been supplemented with Measure Q money, and I believe it's close to $275,000, somewhere like that. So we'll be doing hopefully a lot of repairs out in some streets. We're gonna probably dedicate, right now it looks like a couple of days every other week with full crew to go out and do potholes and, you know, not just cold patch but hot patch as well. So it's going to be interesting. We're still doing some logistics with public services, and we've got a meeting this Friday to nail down some more details. It's just been a never-ending process because there's a lot of little nuances that go along with this transfer, not just, you know, managing the personnel, but also the jobs at hand, the annual calendar, the schedule of maintenance, and then requests from the public, which I understand to be rather demanding, which is fine. We'll take those, we'll queue them up, and hopefully we'll be progressive and the community will see some improvements. And I think that overall, having everyone together, we'll make it a pretty big effort.
Okay, thank you.
If there's no other questions, if I can get a motion to accept A1 through 4 for file.
Motion to accept items A1 through 4 for file.
Second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? No. Moving on to B, public hearings. Noting that we do not have any public hearings this evening, we'll close the public hearing period and move on to item C, unfinished business, scheduling of the annual parks tour. We talked about this last time, and I'll turn it back over to Mr. Woods to see if we can secure our date and decision.
Certainly. Thank you, Chair Hale and Commission. This item is brought to you just for cleanup this evening. We talked about it in great length at our last meeting. We had some conclusions. As you know, that this tour gives you a chance to have firsthand knowledge of where our parks are, what the elements and the amenities at each park. And hopefully we'll give you some insight of the history of each park as well as what staff has planned for the future of each park. And you'll see that some, even the little parks have substance of history and future. So we are planning to work to use the dial-a-ride system, actually the trolley, and I've secured the trolley for the 27th. We will be meeting in the front of this building. And most importantly, it's at 5:30. It's our regular meeting start time. So it's our regular meeting time and a regular start time. That's what we have so far, unless that changes this evening. So I want to make sure that's confirmed. And also the proposal of the parks. Now, we don't have every park listed, and that was the direction from the RPC. Right now, we are proposed to include all the parks along the Embarcadero and the three larger parks, which are heavily used. Commissioners, you agreed to omit City Park, Coleman, and The Rock, but we're interested in driving along the Embarcadero, so I don't see any problem with doing that because there are a lot of improvements that we've been put together out there. But the additional parks that you omitted at your last meeting were Bayshore, Monte Young, and North Point. And so we proposed the attached schedule for your review. We would start here at 5:30, like I had mentioned. Centennial Parkway would be our first stop, going to Mariner, and then Tidelands. I'd like to probably comment a little bit on the bluff there, which is Morro Cove. We'll go back north and look at Anchor Memorial Park, and we will drive out to Coleman and make the loop at The Rock. I think that's beneficial. We'll be right there. And there's a lot of things going on in that area of the Embarcadero. When we start master planning, you want to keep some ideas going there. And as we leave the Embarcadero, we'll go up to Lila Kaiser Park. From there is Cloisters Park, and then Del Mar and the Jody Giannini Family Dog Park, which is on the north end of town. And like I said, the ones we are not visiting, but we will talk about, we can talk about the North Point if you've got some questions about that. Certainly Morro Cove and these other three parks, if there's some questions during our tour, if we don't go there, that's fine. We can still talk about those parks in the development. So that right now is your proposed schedule for the 27th of July at 5:30. That concludes my report. Be happy to answer any questions, do any follow-up.
Any questions, comments? I think I'll probably be absent that day, but the tour will go on.
That looks good, Joe. I'm glad we got the trolley. It's more fun with that because we got better viewing and of everything. So that's great. Looks good.
All right. I don't think we have to take any action there. So we'll move on to D, which is new business.
Do you want to take a motion to accept this as what you talked about, and so I have that clean that
sure.
We're all on the same page. This is the schedule. This is the time, the date. Everyone's good with that.
Let's okay. Do it.
That would be great.
The motion would be to accept the July 27th meeting as is per the staff report, beginning here at the community center at 5:30 p.m.
Second that motion?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. Okay. Moving on to item D, new business. We're going to review a recommendation to use Park and Leaf funds for a study, and I'll let Mr. Woods walk through that for us.
Thank you, Chair Hale. This item is brought to you for several reasons. One, we want to keep the program going, and this is part of it. Staff worked with RRM Design Group. We developed a master plan for the Morrow Bay Teen Center, which is located at 231 Atascadero Road. Through the process, we had community groups and students. We solicited their input and their vision for the future of the Teen Center. Master plan for the Teen Center was reviewed by the Recreation Parks Commission and adopted by City Council back in 2006. The council then directed staff to find the money. And so we've been looking for the money. And the Teen Center Master Plan project is an eligible project under Prop 84, which is the statewide park development and community revitalization program 2008. And it also has a natural educational facilities part to it, but that's not what we're shooting for with this particular project. We began the work to submit our application to the state. The first round deadline was last March the 1st. We tried our best to get there, but we missed this deadline. There was a lot of work involved in this application, and quite frankly, the initial study for the CEQA requirement was what hung us up. Understanding that it's not a one-page check the box and submit, it's actually a quite a lengthy process. So as we got into that, we realized that that this process needs to be addressed before we file our next application. This grant funding is a two-round funding. It's about 300 and some million dollars in funding, and so the second round, as I understand from the state, will be accepting applications no sooner than March of 2011. It seems like a far way off time, but actually it's crunch time still, and so we're working on the CEQA. We'd like to farm this particular task out, outsource it to a consultant. We have given you a proposal from Rincon Consulting. They've done some work in the past with RRM. RRM's very familiar with this project, and so we thought we'd give them a chance to submit a proposal. I included that for your review. What staff is looking for is not an exact number. We'd like to use park and loop funds to enhance this recreational element within our community. We feel that it does meet the guidelines for the Quimby Act. We were asking the commission to approve and recommend to the city council the use of up to $30,000 of park and loop funds for the preparation and completion of the California Environmental Quality Act, which is CEQA, requirements for the Teen Center, more specifically the initial study, which is a mitigated negative declaration. And I will point out in my conclusion of my report, the last page of this report, which outlines the fees for this particular outsourcing. Their proposal for the complete CEQA would be $16,930, which is the total cost. You'll see it about two-thirds of the way down on that last page. They have additional tasks, and they've outlined these, and they sum up to about $10,000. So if we went all for this entire basket of services, we would be looking at $28,000. Staff does not feel that that's what is required. And after I reviewed this particular proposal with the planning department, we've come to the conclusion that it probably will not be as high as we're projecting. It would be more like under $20,000. We don't feel that there's a few things in here that we probably could handle in-house, some photocopying, some distribution, maybe even some noticing. We're still kind of working the details out with planning because obviously all departments within the city will be having some kind of a service reduction this next fiscal year, so we want to be sensitive to that. But we don't want to overburden our park and lieu funds, because we've been very instrumental and very productive with those at various sites. But we feel we can leverage this money, get this program going down the right path, and then submit our application with our complete sequence. I think we'll be a little further down the road, and they'll show that, you know, we have solid intent, we've got solid direction and momentum, and we've hopefully stand a better chance in securing the funds. These funds from Prop 84 are non-matching funds, as we talked about before, as we passed the resolution to get here. So that's exciting. I believe the first round, there was an award of some funds down in Arroyo Grande, but other local cities did not, were not successful at round one. So there'll be more competition in round two, which is in 2011, but I think we'll be ready for it. So hopefully that explains my up to $30,000. I did not want to sell us short regarding the project, but then again, I don't feel that there's liberties to be taken. There needs to be a very tight schedule and a very regimented use of these particular funds to get the most benefit for the city and not duplicate any services. Phase one of the ARC study is about a $5,000 add-on, and right now we don't feel that's going to come into play. So the unknown is why I'm asking for the leniency, but realizing that we'll probably be well under 20 with this project. That concludes my report. I'd be happy to answer any questions at this time.
Questions?
I really don't have any questions. I just, I think in there I seen, sorry, I glanced over that, and the master plan for the skate parks in there also.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Page one, second paragraph.
It
does.
It was. I knew
the project will, it does include the teen center site and redesigning, okay. Redesigning it as a skatewave skate park. And so the elements within the project will remain the same. Basketball court, in-ground skate park, amphitheater, above-ground skate park, which we already have out in front temporarily, as well as a classroom.
Can I ask a question on the in-ground skate park? I mean, is there a comparable kind of size of in-ground skate park that we would be thinking of for this? Is this like the one in Los Osos? Is it a lot smaller? How does it?
It's been designed.
Pardon?
It's already been designed. We have the schematics. I have them on the board in my office. Be happy to share with you. However, I think the size is going to be comparable to, I want to say, Templeton Skate Park. I don't think it's, and it might even be a little bit larger than the Los Osos. Or just right in there. So very, very small. Not a real small, not huge, mm-hmm. but I think for the size of the lot, it's going to be just right. Currently, the diagram for this master plan has these elements within the lot a little different than staff sees it now in hindsight. I did have the landscape architect class come out, if you recall, and they did a double class, and I have about 50 proposals for that site, all having the same elements, but all reconfiguring them on within a defined space. And I think that what came out of that was, number one, the huge trees that are along the entrance to the high school will be doing a lot of the facility, and we can secure the site similar to the school grounds when they have a gate across buildings, so we could secure the site, but we could still probably use the classroom after hours for different groups within the community. And I think that's been a big push for the council, to see other groups utilizing this facility and the grounds there and not just teens. And so we are looking for a few different programs to come in there. But we recognize that, you know, teen designations mean that, and that's why they're successful. Community groups are obviously open, community centers are open to all ages, but you won't get exclusive groups, and teens are most likely not to participate. So we want to get a good mixture and make sure that the facilities and the site are well utilized by the community and not just 2 hours a day.
So. And what's the, like, I mean, just again, thinking down, recognizing that the master plan process takes a while, assuming all these preliminary steps go successfully and, you know, get into master planning. So, I mean, are we thinking, I mean, how many years out is it viable? And I know you can't say specifically, but, you know, when do we see a teen center that's built as master planned?
That's a tough one. I'd like to be optimistic and say a few years, but I've seen projects in the city go, and we were up and running. I would imagine we would have probably 4 to 6 to 8 months before we could get a document that actually could go out to bid, because there's a lot of detail in the elements that we're proposing. So in order to get from where we are now, which is just a concept plan, to a specific plan and actual bid documents, that could take a while, probably I would say 1, if not 2 years, and then going out to bid and building it. So I would imagine you're 3 to 5 years in the development if things went really well right now. So this is just the first start in getting some seed money and getting some of the preliminary stuff done. And this is not exciting stuff. I understand that. You know, accepting bids and building stuff is where we want to be, but we've got to lay down some foundation. And right now, it's just, if we don't do this, I don't know where the money's going to come from to do this study unless we do it in-house, and we just don't have the resources. So this project could sit idle for a lot longer. Having Prop 84 sit out there with a second round of possible non-matching funds is huge for us, and I wouldn't want to miss the opportunity again. It was tough missing it the first round. I knew we had a second round to fall back. Develop, that will help us out. We're not going from scratch, and it's not listed on our maps right now as an ARC site, which is definitely beneficial. Nothing we couldn't handle, but certainly beneficial in the long run. So there's a lot of details here. Hopefully I've answered your question. I didn't mean to be so long, but I would imagine if things went well, that's the kind of timeline we're looking at.
Yeah, I sure hope we make that second round. I'd sure like to see that skate park built, because I see them at all the other little cities and like Paso and stuff, and there a lot of kids really would enjoy that.
Well, I also would add, and not to belabor it, but there's other elements than just a skate park that would benefit us.
Oh, yeah.
And I think even with the amphitheater, it gives us an opportunity for the teens to have some programs out there and bring in different parts of the community at different times and possibly raise some revenues for for the program, for the teen center. And then keep that going and contribute like they're doing. So it's an exciting time, and like I said, the Teens Advisory Committee has momentum, and they're keeping it going. So anybody who's interested in helping out the teens, contact the Teen Center at 772-6278. Thanks. A little plug for the Teen Center. Tons of stuff in there. Computers and Xboxes and big screen and ping pong, pool.
That will stay open.
All that stays open. Well, during construction, that will be another ballgame. We will hopefully will be able to remain open. It depends. A lot of times the construction is going to be ending about 3 or 3:30. We could close as long as we have a safe path of travel to the center inside and we can work it. Then we'll keep it open. There'll be times where it will be closed, though. I'm sure of it.
Other questions? Okay, great. So discussion, what's everyone's read on committing up to $30,000 to get this CEQA documentation completed by a consultancy?
I think it's a good idea, and we should get it now so that we could get it in by that second round.
Seems like a reasonable request to
me. Okay, great. So I would be looking for a motion to endorse this, the funds be applied for this study.
I'll be looking to carry this on to City Council.
Yes.
For $1,000 of park and Lewin funds for the preparation and completion of the California Environmental Quality Act requirements for the Teen Center Master Plan.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? None. D2, Recreation and Park Department program evaluations. I think we had noted that we had none to cover this
That's
evening.
Correct.
So we will look for those next meeting. Any other?
I would just say our next meeting, you can anticipate futsal and also coach T-ball coach pitch evaluations coming your way. No, I guess you'll get a double up. You won't have any. You won't have any paperwork on the parks tour. Just the parks tour itself.
Okay.
So,
note also on the parks tour. Just looking at item A2, which is the Morro Bay Citizens Bike Committee. I noted that there's a notice in here that the county park expects to take the final EIR to us on July 22nd. So we may want to notify them that no one's going to be here at that session. It's in paragraph 3, starts with Morro Bay to Cayuga.
There's no major concerns right now the staff has.
Great. Okay, do we have any, moving on, we're not going to approve D2 because there's nothing to approve there, so we'll move on to item E, which is declaration of future agenda items. Does any commissioners have topics for future meetings?
No, I don't.
Okay, then I'll look for...
I'm just saying, we do have one pending for you, which was a smoking ordinance that we're going to bring back and review, but I don't have any other pending future agenda items from the commissioners.
I guess one could be, I know this is a little premature, but to maybe schedule out for September just a summary from the 4th of July committee on how this year went. Since there's a lot of folks putting investment in that program, including our Rec and Park staff.
Definitely.
All right, so I would look for a motion to adjourn.
I move that we adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None.